This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Soybeans are a $700 million industry in Louisiana. It's the second largest row crop industry, just behind sugarcane. So when China imposed a tax on imported soybeans, it put a financial strain on farmers across the state. On the banks of the Atchafalaya River in Melville, most of Charles Canatella's 4,000-acre farm is used to grow soybeans.
We'll be harvesting this field in probably mid to the end of September.
You won't eat these soybeans in a restaurant or buy them at the grocery store. Instead, they're shipped overseas, where they're processed and used to make other products.
They'll squeeze the oil out of it, and it's used for cooking oils. And then the meal that's left is used for feed, mostly poultry and pork.
There are more acres of soybean planted in the state than any other row crop.
Most of it is loaded right here in Baton Rouge and New Orleans and exported around the world.
To places like China, the largest customer of American soybeans.
About 60% of total U.S. soybean exports are bought by China.
Michael DiLiberto is an assistant professor of agricultural economics at LSU.
When you look at the level of soybean exports that come out of Louisiana, we mirror that percent. Probably 57 to 59% of Louisiana soybeans go to China.
In July, China introduced a tariff on American soybeans, making them 25% more expensive for Chinese buyers. The move was a response to tariffs announced by President Trump on Chinese goods.
A tariff is designed to place a tax on a good, which makes that good less desirable by the country importing it because they're having to pay a higher price than otherwise.
Earlier this summer, a bushel of soybeans was selling for about $10.50. That price quickly dropped by $2 when China's tariff was announced. Charles Canatella says at less than $9 per bushel now, it's tough for farmers to break even.
If you're fortunate enough to make an average crop or above average crop, it takes about $10 for you to get your money back and what you invest. That leaves you a little bit of living expense, but not much.
On a farm his size, which produces more than 100,000 bushels a season, Canatella says making $2 less per bushel of soybean can mean a big hit, as much as $250,000.
It goes a long ways when you have equipment breakdowns and old tractors or old machinery you need to update. But if you don't have that money, you just don't do anything. You just hang on till next year.
Louisiana's Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Mike Strain, says while farmers may be feeling the pinch right now, he believes trade negotiations will ultimately lead to higher soybean prices, putting more money in the pockets of American farmers.
And I know, you know, when you're looking at, you know, you don't have enough money to pay the bank, that's hard. That's very hard. But we cannot back up now, because if we back up now, then we will be at the mercy of China.
To help farmers getting hit by these tariffs, President Trump's administration announced a $12 billion aid package. Canatella says instead of help from Washington, he'd prefer more stability in the market.
Personally, I'd rather have my $2 back, because I don't think I'll get much money out of $12 billion. If I get any, I'll probably, you know, I'd rather have my $2 back. We'd rather have a good price per bushel, and then we can deal with the rest. But, you know, the uncertainty is just not, you know, it keeps you up at night.
Still, he says he supports the president's efforts to renegotiate trade deals.
I think that's one reason you see Trump still has support in our area, you know, in rural areas. But I don't know how long that'll last. I mean, we can only hold out so long, you know.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations in Baton Rouge.